The University of Connecticut Counseling and Mental Health Services began Suicide Prevention Week with its first ever forest bathing event partnered with the Asian American Cultural Center this past Sunday afternoon. According to Holly Zen, one of the event organizers, forest bathing is a Japanese practice of going into the forest for relaxation.
To me, forest bathing is the practice of going into the woods or forest and just letting that natural setting relax you and let it become a meditative space for you.
Amanda Waters, an event organizer from the Asian American Cultural Center, says it also has many health benefits.
It lowers cortisol levels and has lots of different, you know, physical health benefits that we can actually measure, which is cool. And the fact that we have a forest right here on UConn's campus is amazing. And yeah, it's a cool part of Suicide Prevention Week, which I'm excited about.
About 30 students participated in the event, which consisted of a hike through a trail and a guided meditation session.
Take a couple of deep breaths. Notice how your body feels. And notice what's going on in your mind. Just be present with whatever's going on.
Professor Thomas Worthley of UConn's Department of Natural Resources and the Environment guides the group through the forest, occasionally stopping to comment on forest life. Worthley works for UConn Forest, an area of 2,100 acres of woodland owned by UConn that holds multiple trails and areas for research.
What I hope that you get a chance to do today is, you know, pause and listen to some of the sounds, you know, reach out and touch things that, you know, you don't get a chance to touch every day.
Matthew Wan, a freshman MCB major, says he was curious about the event.
I don't know if it's like any different from just a walk in the woods, but, you know, I'm here with my friends, so that's going to be nice.
Freshman English major Alex Howdyshell says she thought the event went well.
There was a little more hiking than I thought there was going to be, but I really liked the meditation part. That part was just really relaxing.
UConn Forest Bathing is part of a week-long campaign called Suicide Prevention Week. According to Aaron Cox, the director of CMHS Outreach Services, it's meant to raise awareness around suicide among college students.
A lot of our purpose is around the idea of connecting students to this larger community. When people feel connected to their community, to the natural world around them, they're less likely to feel that kind of distress. We're also more likely to recognize if somebody's struggling when we're feeling connected.
According to Cox, about 1,100 college students die by suicide every year nationally. Cox also says Suicide Prevention Week is part of September as National Suicide Prevention Month.
Why do we do more than just one single day of events? Well, because, you know, they have more of an impact, right? The more events that we're doing, the more opportunities we have to reach students, reach different communities on campus, and to raise awareness.
Alexandra Garcia attended UConn Forest Bathing as a sisterhood event with her sorority of Kappa Phi Lambda. She says it's important for UConn to host these kinds of events.
It's really important for our university to advertise self-care and to remind students that, you know, you should take care of yourself first before anything, and to remind them that there's always around people around to, you know, listen to them and, like, be with them in times of need.
Let it be an experience without meaning and without reference to any other experience. Just allow yourself to be. Focus on your breath and this present moment.
For WHUS News, I'm Daniela Doncel.